hell smells like murder and stinks like sin. A five-piece band winds its way through an acoustic set of music. Guests slowly shuffle into the Inside the Walls Festival. Kyoto, the first band of the weekend, kicks off the festival. To the southwest, the main entrance to the Missouri State Penitentiary towers over the festival. Charles Vaughn used to live in a house across the street from the penitentiary. He remembers the 1954 riots, which were the worst in the history of the penitentiary. Vaughn remembers his dad and brother were on top of a nearby building with guns.
And there was a big fire going. My mom was keeping me in the house, which upset me because I wanted to get up on the roof. And my mom was piling furniture in front of the front door.
But now the penitentiary looks much lonelier. Its paint peels. Some of its buildings have been torn down. In fact, of those that remain, some parts are even off-limits to tours. This is due to a process Steve Picker calls demolition by neglect. He's the former executive director of the Jefferson City Convention and Visitors Bureau.
This place is 100 years older than Alcatraz. And if you don't do something to preserve it, it's going to be gone. And if you lose this amazing piece of history, it would just be, a terrible thing.
Picker says the purpose of the festival put on by the Visitors Bureau is to draw awareness of the penitentiary. It hopes to draw people to Jefferson City, to spend money in its restaurants and sleep in its hotels. But because of how the laws are set up, there's no way to take the money earned at the festival and put it into preservation of the penitentiary. That's because the prison is still owned by the state.
If money is given to the state of Missouri, it goes into the general fund and can be spent anywhere. The problem is nobody wants to give money to be spent anywhere in the state. We already pay taxes.
This is the second year of the event. Spokesperson Ryan Winkler says the Bureau doesn't keep track of the total number of visitors, but does count the amount of visitors at prison tours. Winkler says attendance this year at the festival looks to be up, which could mean the Bureau has accomplished its goal of raising awareness of the penitentiary.
I think that last year was a bit of a struggle just because it was the first event and we're, kind of getting the word out about Inside the Walls.
Pam Harlan is a Jefferson City resident who's toured the prison a few times.
I think the Convention and Visitors Bureau is doing everything they can in order to drum up interest in this.
Harlan says she sees a tremendous historic value in the penitentiary. She says it could be made into a museum to pique more people's interests. But still, Harlan understands the prison has a long way to go.
Oh gosh, it's been here for so long. I don't think it's going to go away anytime soon, but I think it's going to get more expensive to rehabilitate.
This year, the state has received grants to tear down non-historic buildings at the penitentiary. Picker says he's grateful for the money the penitentiary has received.
But that does not repair the roof, and that does not keep the water from pouring into these buildings. And, once water comes into the buildings and things start rotting away, it doesn't take long for them to get to the point where you can't have visitors anymore.
Within the past few years, the penitentiary has seen a surge in the number of visitors. Last year, the penitentiary had nearly 14,000 more guests than it did 3 years ago. What is apparent is that if the numbers continue to grow, someone will have to take the reins of the landmark and spend money to fix it up. Winkler says even though the tours got a late start this year, the Bureau is on track to break another attendance record.
Smells like murder, and it stinks like sin.
Lucas Hudson, KBIA News, Jefferson City.